Hello everyone, and welcome back to Midnight Truth. Today I'm going to be talking about a question that's been probably asked a lot, is what is really happening to America right now? And as we all should know, and come to realize, Israel runs America. I know a lot of people have heard about this. Let's kind of talk about, you know, how they run America. First, let's go back into history. Israel became a country in 1948, claiming that the Palestine land is their historic homeland. So they kill innocent people in Palestine. During Charlie Kirk's memorial, our so-called greatest ally kills 4 Americans in Lebanon. 3 were children. And they have bombed 6 countries this month. And yet, we do not talk about this on the news. Nobody talks about this on the news. We only talk about Israel. We fund Israel. But yet, they're bombing people for unnecessary reasons just because they don't like them. They might have the right to exist, but they are not prophetically significant. In the scriptures, it talks about God having a plan for true Israel. In Galatians 3:29, Paul says, "If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed." He is not saying that the Christians are the replacement. Paul was a Jew. Jesus was a Jew. But the church is a continuation of the national Israel. You know, as I've been doing more reading and more research, the Bible never tells us to support Israel. But we have people like Charlie Kirk, Tim Wall, and J.D. Vance telling us that the Bible tells us Christians to support Israel, the Israel today. But in Genesis 12, it says, "I will bless those who bless Israel." That is not talking about the modern day Israel. It is a Christian theology that the covenant made with Abraham was fulfilled through Christ's sacrifice. And now all believers in Christ are the new Israel, like I said before. The Zionists, which are the evil Jews, don't believe in Jesus Christ. In fact, they are the ones who killed Jesus Christ because they did not believe he was the Messiah. I fully believe that we should not be supporting Israel. They are slaughtering thousands of innocent women and children. Now, here's one way Israel controls America. Or is, you know, gaining power over us. If you notice, there are a lot of Christian politicians in America, like Donald Trump, telling us that the Bible supports the state of Israel, and that we should too. Why would I support Israel? If they are on the other side of the world, they do not even believe in Jesus. They don't like us. They prevent missionaries from moving around on the Holy Land. Anyways, about these Christian politicians, it's because all of those politicians, the Christian politicians, receive hundreds of thousands of dollars from AIPAC, which is known as the American Zionist Committee. As Christians, we should not be standing up for this horrible genocide at all. My advice would be to not listen to the politicians about the Bible. I would recommend do your own reading and research before coming to the conclusion that the politicians, they're correct, that, you know, we should stand for Israel when they're killing innocent people for no reason, just because they claim that that's their chosen land. Now, if you look at modern day, Rothschilds were, they were a Jewish family. They owned the Federal Reserve and the banks. BlackRock, they are owned by Larry Fink, who is also a Jew, and they are an investor in around 5,455 companies globally, which in America is around up to 40 to 50% of the companies in America. Now you're probably wondering, where am I getting at all at this? All I'm saying is, how is the Jewish population so small? There's about 1% Jewish in America. But how come they have so much political power? How are all the celebrities Jewish? Most of them. How come we can say, you know, frick America, or burn our flag on our land, but when we say anti-Semitic or anti-Semitic stuff, we get in trouble, or we get killed or assassinated, like what's been happening before? Well, it's simple. It's because Jews have too much power. If you look more into it, Donald Trump, he's a Jew. He lied to us, saying he would release a bunch of stuff, you know, but he hasn't done it. All he does is meet rides. I'm gonna say this terribly, but Netanyahu. Donald said, if you want Epstein list released, I don't want your support. He said that. He tweeted that out. Because he knows he's on that list. I think they use it as a blackmail. Because he knows all the powerful public figures that are on that list. So after you start to realize how much the Jews are actually in power, you also realize how protected they are in America. People can make fun of Christians. They can make fun of Mormons. They can make fun of any religion but the Jews, but Jewish people. But then maybe you question, oh, maybe it's because of the Holocaust. Wait, though. The Holocaust was fake. The Jews own our history books. I like the saying, it's winner's right. Just think about that for a second. 6 million Jews. That's impossible. And now they revise it to about, I think, 1.5 million. That's a lot. That's a big difference. I think it was less than 20,000. And the reason why there were dead Jews was because of typhon, which was proved, and also because of hunger. Germany wasn't able to afford all that food. You know, I'll get more into the Holocaust in later episodes, but for now, we'll just be talking a little bit about it. Gas chambers were ineffective and an expensive way to kill people. Hitler did not hate the Jews. He had Jews high up in his military. Netanyahu even said Hitler did not want to execute them. He wanted to kick them out because he had two laws. And those laws were, number one, no more pornography. No homosexuality. None of that garbage. And none of that. In Berlin, Berlin was basically the Las Vegas of their day. They had all that stuff there. But he closed all the bars, all the clubs, and all production, which was ran by the Jews. Second, and I'll say this later in the video as well, was no more high interest. He didn't like any of that. He knew what the Jews were doing. So he didn't want to execute the Jews. He wanted them gone. In Mein Kampf, I think, Hitler says why he disliked them. It says it is because they created communism. And that the Jews were taking advantage of you. He said the Jews are the ones in control of all the banks. That they're lending you with high interest. They were destroying the economy in Germany. 500 years before that. Now, this is a video you can watch online. I don't remember what it's called, but I'm kind of, you know, quoting, not quoting, but I'm kind of, you know, revising what this video said. But 500 years before, this same thing happened in Spain. 900 years in England. They were ignoring, I think it's the Tara rules, and were kicked out of 109 countries. Hitler warned this would happen to America. And now look, it's happening now. Interest is high. Jews were able to get into our politics without us knowing. We bombed Iran for no reason. And Israel is our number one ally. We are taught in schools about the Holocaust and how bad it was. Another crazy thing is you can mock Jesus, but you can't mock the Jews. You can love the devil, but you can't love Hitler. Why? Because the devil is a problem for Christians. Hitler is a problem for Jews. Jesus is the God of Christians. The Holocaust is the God of the Jews. Another crazy thing that, you know, I think is very interesting is why don't we talk about the Bolsheviks genocide? Around 20 million Christians were killed. But we did not learn about this in school. I didn't know about this. It's because the Jews own our history books, like I said before. They are our politicians. They own our banks, they're shareholders in almost all of our companies, and everything. We have so much homelessness around America. We have problems as a country. But yet all we do is send $150 million to Netanyahu and Israel for pointless wars. Now, everybody, I know it was a lot, but everybody take in kind of what I said. You know, you can look at all this up of what I said. You can look it up on YouTube. There's a bunch of different videos about it. But all I'm saying is don't trust the media. Because we know who owns the media. Do your own research. The media lies about everything. Open your scriptures. Read in the scriptures. The scriptures has answers. Pray to Jesus. Pray to God. They will give you answers. And, you know, I know for a fact it's helped me throughout my life. Media hasn't done anything for me. Israel has done nothing for me. Why should I go support Israel? Why should I be pro-Israel? I'm anti-Israel. There's no reason for all that. But anyways, we'll in the next episodes, we'll talk more about the Holocaust. We'll talk more about Hitler. Bunch of different conspiracy theories like the Titanic, Nikola Tesla, like I said before. But we will go more into detail about this as well, about Israel and America. Charlie Kirk as well. That one's pretty cool stuff. But yeah, just know that God and Jesus, they love you. Tune in to my next episodes that I will be making in the future. They'll have answers for anybody who has questions. And yeah, so I'll see you guys later.